Good morning. Welcome to our call this morning. This is Becky Spieth, Direct Sales Specialist and a Christian Direct Seller, and I just want to welcome you. And I want to just praise the Lord for such an incredible day. I know the weather looks beautiful here in San Antonio and across many parts of the country if you're here in the U.S. I hope that you have a beautiful, sunshiny day, and it just blesses your heart immensely. Now, I just want to just go before the Lord in prayer before we get started, because we've got a really awesome and encouraging topic today that I think is going to be really amazing for you, but I know that it's life-changing and transformational. So let's go to the Lord. Father God, I just come to you and I ask that you will speak through my mouth of clay, that faith would rise and fear would leave, Lord, that all confusion would be dispersed. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you would bring clarity of thought, that you give me supernatural recall of the word and the scripture, Lord. I thank you that you've given me this opportunity to just share your word, and I just praise you and I thank you for it. I'm so excited. And Lord, I just pray that you would just bless every thought. You'd help us to take it captive. Lord, I pray that you would help us to release any distractions that may be around us, that we would just be totally focused on you and your word. And just, we worship you and we praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today we're going to be talking about brainwashing. And I know you're thinking, oh my goodness, is that really in the Bible? Actually, it is. And so I want to really encourage you, because a lot of people don't understand why they're not having the success that they would desire in life or in business. And the funny thing about that is that a lot of times we can tell exactly how you're thinking and what's going on in your brain, because it comes out in what you say. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but I've talked many, many times about how was the world created. It was created by speaking the word. It was spoken into existence. And do you know that it tells us that we're just like Christ, that we can help create, and we create our lives by our words. If we're always negative and we're saying negative things, guess what's going to come out? Negative things. If you say, I can't get any bookings, over and over again, or I'm broke, or I don't have any money, or I'm sick, or I'm starving, or any of these things, guess what's going to start showing up in your life? What would happen if you changed every single negative thought, if you took it captive, because it does tell us to do that in the Word, and we changed our brain waves, we changed the way we were thinking into positivity. Or if we found the word, found scripture that would help change it for us, and we focused and we meditated on that. You know, it tells us to hide the word in our heart. It tells us, when we read that, it really talks about meditating on it. It kind of goes back to a word that reminds us of like a cow chewing its cud, how it chews and chews and chews and chews. And just when you think he's just all the way done chewing, the cow will bring it back up and chew and chew and chew some more. So that's what we're really supposed to do with the word. So if you've got stinking thinking, you are in the right place, because we're not going to talk about actually doing real brainwashing by force, trying to force you into thinking something different. But what we want to do is we want to follow the word. And it tells us to renew our minds. That, to me, is like washing our brain. So I guess it's brainwashing, correct? Romans 12:2 in the English Standard Version tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So if we want to know what God wants for us, and we want to be able to live in all his goodness, because God only creates good, he creates perfectly, he creates with abundance. So, and he's love. He's the highest vibration of energy that we've ever been able to test as human beings. And that's love. He tells us that in his word over and over again, that he's love. So if we want to be transformed, we have to renew our mind. And how do we do this? You know, I don't know about you, but when I decide, you know what, it's been a hot day, maybe I've been working out in the garden, and I want to get clean, I don't just come in and get my fingertips a little damp and start just like, you know, sprinkling a little bit of water on my arm and say, okay, I think I'm done, I'm good. I need a little sprinkle. Or maybe I grab a squirt bottle and I just do a little squirt, squirt, and then I'm done. No. I get fully immersed in the shower or in the tub. And I go from head to toe, and I let that water just run over me until I feel totally cleansed. There's nothing like when you're feeling hot and parched and dirty and sweaty, and or maybe just you need some refreshing, to get inside and immerse yourself and wash yourself by the water, right? Well, it tells us in Ephesians 5:25b-27, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the, listen to this, the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So how exciting. So we are told right here that we can be cleansed by the washing of water by the word. A believer is washed by the word of God, and that we get that when we study it, when we look at it, when we know it, when it's inside of our hearts. And as the believer studies God's word, your mind is renewed into the very mind of Christ. And this enables us to know the very will of God, which is necessary to effectively do the work of God. So it's important that we have the word inside of us. And I don't know about you, but I really have struggled in the past to be able to memorize, and especially to memorize scripture. I don't know what it was, but even as a child, I just struggled. I always wanted to be able to memorize my memory verses for school, because I went to a Christian school, and for Sunday school and for vacation Bible school, and I just really struggled. However, the funny thing is, the ones that I did memorize, I can pull up now as an older adult very, very easily. So I want to encourage you to pick a few scriptures. Now, for some of you, you're thinking, wow, that's a lot of work. I don't know if I'll be able to do that. Hang with me to the end of our Bible study today, because I've got some free resources I want to give to you that are going to help you, and they're going to be pointed to help you wash your brain, wash your mind, renew your mind, renew all of that, and have that washing by the word. And it'll be really simple and easy, and it's just a quick tool that you can print off or just keep up on your phone. It makes a huge, huge difference. But let's think about what we should say, or how do we handle this stinking thinking, right? So it tells us in Mark 11:23-24 from the New Living Translation, it says, I tell you the truth, whoever... And I want you right now in your own mind, or I've got everybody muted so you can actually say it out loud, whoever means me. So I tell you the truth. Whoever says to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. But you have to really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. Now, having no doubt in your heart is different than even your head. Because I know sometimes we're like, well, I don't know, my head is saying that I doubt it. That's just where we have to readjust some of the thinking. But you've got to really believe it in your heart. That's inside of you. That's your deep spirit, man. That's who you really are. Really believe it. Even if you don't see it with your eyes or your five senses, believe it, because that's what we're doing in faith. Verse 24 says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. So I want to break this verse, these verses down. Again, they're Mark 11:23-24. Okay, so listen, I tell you the truth. This is Jesus. He says, I'm saying this. Okay, so he's speaking this as well. This is how important. It's not just thought, or we think it and we allow it to ascend into the heavenlies through our brain. We have to say it out loud. Jesus said certain things to us on purpose, but listen to what he says. Whoever says. So whoever means it can be you, because he didn't say just the people that are standing here in front of me. If you say it, you'll be able. He said, no, whoever. And you're a whoever. So whoever says to this mountain. What is he really talking about? He's not saying that you're supposed to go, you know, to the Appalachia or go to the Rockies and start casting mountains into the water. He's saying anybody that's having a big issue. If you've got a mountain in your life, if you've got a big issue, maybe it's sickness, maybe it's finances, maybe it is your stinking thinking, maybe it's relationships. I don't know what it is, but God does. And he said, whoever, so that means you, says to this mountain, may be lifted up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. But you have to really believe it. Okay, sorry about that. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but hopefully you can still hear me, or you can hear me now. I need to speak to this mountain. Satan, you leave me alone and leave my technology alone. But I tell you the truth. Let's go back. I tell you the truth. Whoever says, and that means me, to this mountain may be lifted up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. But you have to really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. This is different than your head. But when we pray, it's so important that we just know that you have what you're going to ask for. And we're going to have it right then. The Lord doesn't say you have to tarry over it, you have to, like, gruel over it or anything like that. So whatever your big mountain is, you need to realize that God is going to give it to you. But we have to say it. We don't have to just think it. We have to say it. So that's the most important thing right now, that we go ahead and we talk it, we say it out loud. It also tells us in John 16:23-24, through the New Living Translation, it says, at that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly, and he will grant your request because you use my name. Now, this means after he went up into heaven. So right now, we're living in that time. So he says, all you have to do is ask the Father directly, but use my name. And he says, you haven't been able to do this before, so now start asking using my name, and you'll receive it, and you will have abundant joy. I mean, how exciting is that, right? That we can have anything that we want. I mean, to me, that's, I love it. I think it's so, so awesome. So one of the key things, though, is we need to start praising him, that we receive it by faith. Now, faith is the evidence of things not seen. So you may not see it physically, like, right that second. So there's some people like, okay, well, I asked the Lord for it, and now they're looking around, you know, maybe standing out in the middle of the street. And I prayed for a new car. Where is it, Lord? I'm looking. But stand in faith. Believe it with everything you have. Do not doubt in your heart, just like we talked about in Mark. And you will receive it because God promised it. It will be on its way. So I wanted to talk to you about just a few more verses. We talked a little bit about Romans 12:2. We talked a little bit about why it's so important that we renew our minds. In Isaiah 26:3, it says, "To keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." It lifts our trust. It keeps us in peace. You know, it also tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:16 that we will not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. So if we wash ourselves in the Word, our spirit man is going to get stronger and stronger, even if we are getting older and, you know, we are maybe seeing a few wrinkles or some sags or whatever. Know that each and every day you have the ability to strengthen your inner man, which is your true self. Also, John 8:32 tells us, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I don't know if you've ever felt gripped by bondage or gripped by fear or control or depression or sickness. The Word will set us free. John 8:32 promises us that. Colossians 3:2 says, set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are of earth. So that's where we're supposed to keep our mind. That's where we're supposed to keep our brain. And so how do we really do this and keep this at the forefront of our mind? And what are we really supposed to be thinking about? Philippians 4:4-9 tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know, it's important. We want to make sure we get it, that we rejoice in the Lord first. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true. Now, these are the things you're supposed to be thinking about. Whatever is true. Not the facts or the circumstance we see around us, but true. And what is true? It's Jesus. It's the Word of God, right? Whatever is honorable. Whatever is just. Whatever is pure. Whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. So are we supposed to be thinking that we don't have any money? Are we supposed to be thinking that we don't have any bookings? Are we supposed to be thinking that no one wants to talk to us? No, those aren't the things that we're supposed to be thinking about.
We're supposed to be thinking about what's true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable. If there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, that's what we're supposed to be thinking about. Now, we know, we've talked about this in the past, I'm not going to go real deep into this in Scripture, but we know that the battlefield is in the mind, right? And so we know that sometimes stinking thinking might creep in. So I've got a couple of free resources that I want to talk to you about, and then I also want to encourage you to go to my website, because if you go to the website, there's a product there called Speaking Success Scripturally, the Word on Business. And the Word on Business, Speaking Success Scripturally, talks about business. However, it talks about so much more than that. It talks about who we are in Christ. It talks about healing. It talks about your finances. There's so, so many things that are covered, and I'll share a few of those with you. But I wanted to tell you about the free resource. The free resource is under the free tab, and there's a couple there. The first one that I want you to get is Who I Am and What I Think, in dash Scripture and Healing. Because what is in here is it's just a cheat sheet of verses that I've put together for you. So if you do have some thinking, so if you think on here, it says at the very bottom, if I think it's impossible, God's Word says all things are possible, Luke 18:27. So I even tell you where you can find it. This is some of those verses that you're going to want to hide in your heart. You might think if it's not worth it. But God's Word says it will be worth it, Romans 8:28. You might think, I can't manage this. God's Word says, I will supply all your needs, according to Philippians 4:19. If you think, I'm afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Maybe you're thinking, I'm worried, I'm frustrated. The Lord tells us in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on me. Maybe you're thinking, I can forgive everybody, and I know the Lord's forgiven me, but I just can't forgive myself. The Lord says, I will forgive you, 1 John 1:9 and Romans 8:1. Stand on the promise that he's forgiven you. You can forgive yourself because he gives you the power to do all things. If you think, I just can't figure this out, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, I'll direct your steps. If you think, I just don't have enough faith. Romans 12:3 says, I've given everyone a measure of faith. And he promises that we can grow our faith by hearing the word. If you think I'm brokenhearted, I just feel crushed. It tells us in Psalm 34:18 and Psalm 9:9, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and he saves the crushed in spirit. There's so many other verses here as well, but I wanted to really just address some of these about the thinking. But there's things on healing. There's things when you doubt, all kinds of different verses. So I want you to go get that, print that, start reading that. That's really important because when we say it out loud, again, going back to Mark 11:23-24, when we say it and we believe it and we don't doubt in our heart, we can have it. We can tell that mountain in our life to move. So if you've got sickness, you speak right to the sickness. You don't keep praying, Lord, heal me, Lord, heal me, Lord, heal me. When you ask him the first time, he did heal you. You've got to receive it. You've got to stay in thanksgiving, and you've got to stay in praise. Okay? When you've prayed for your finances, it's there. Oh, just so you know, also, there's a prayer for forgiving others because our prayers are hindered if we do not forgive others. That's also in Mark 11. I believe it's 25 and 26 talks about that. There's also a prayer for your finances. So I just wanted to let you know that there's a prayer. And inside of these prayers, there's also the declarations, because it's important, just like we learned, that we say things, correct? That it's not just that we believe them and think them in our heads, but that we say them, that we call forth what is not, Let's just go through. I'm just going to go through just a couple real quick that are inside of the Word on Business, Speaking Success Scripturally. Philippians 1:6, I'm confident that God will perfect the work he's begun in me. And the thing I love about this, too, is it's got really nice background music, and then I say the scripture, and then it gives you the opportunity to say the scripture as well. Let's talk about something around finances. Philippians 4:18, I'm not in want. John 10:10, I'm promised a full life. if you don't have the stick-to-itness, I have a lot of people I coach that say, you know, I just can't persevere or push through or things just don't happen for me. Philippians 3:14. If you feel defeated, 2 Corinthians 2:14, I believe the word of God that says that God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I mean, there's so many things. I wish that we could go on and on for hours, but those resources are available to you. I do want to go to the Lord in prayer because I've had a lot of prayer requests sent over this morning, and so I really want to lift them up before we're done with our time, and I want to honor you and your time. Father God, I love you and I praise you. Lord, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for direction because you are mighty and awesome and so powerful. Father God, I pray that you will give the Robins a safe trip back to Ohio, Lord, that it will just be a time of great fellowship and that they'll be on purpose. And Lord, I pray that you give them customers along the way, that they would have divine connections as well. Lord, I pray for Dawn. Lord, she sent over a prayer request this morning about this young girl that's coming from Guam that has this disease, Lord. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. She does not have cancer. She does not have this disease that makes you grow more rapidly than you should. We speak to her cells in Jesus' name that they come into perfect alignment. How about it's how she was created perfectly in Jesus, that each cell, that it stopped growing quicker than it should, that it comes back to the formation that it's supposed to. And Lord, we lose finances upon her in Jesus' name, because we know that this is a costly procedure. Lord, I pray that the insurance companies would make an exception, that this would be covered, and that financially they would be set and sound, and that you would provide to them supernaturally, that they would have finances coming in from unsuspected places from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, I pray for Cammie's neighbor as well, Lord, that his arm would be restored back to normal. We talk to the cells. We talk to the nerves, we talk to, and we speak to the muscles. We command you right now in Jesus' name to come back into alignment. We rebuke RSV. We rebuke any abnormality or any dystrophy. We rebuke pain. We rebuke suffering in Jesus' name. Command that each part of that arm and his entire body come into total health and total wellness. Lord, I'm going to just take this time, Lord, and just pray very quickly the prayer that you gave me over finances, Lord, because I know that there are many people on the line today that want to be a blessing and be a bigger blessing and help finance your kingdom, and they would do so with their tithe and their offerings if they had more to give. So, Father God, I come before you humbled by your throne. In the precious name of Jesus, I thank you that you allow me to do this and that you have given me the keys of heaven to unlock heaven's provision in the earth. For my provision comes from heaven. Father God, supply all of our needs according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, that all of your riches are available to us now, bought and paid for by my Lord Jesus. The devil, the thief, has no right to stop our cash flow. I have authority over him. Whatever I bind or forbid on earth, heaven backs me up. Thank you so much for that. So I declare right now, Satan, you have to take your hands off of all of our money. Take your hands off of our provision. Any person related to my cash flow, the business that I work for, and any organization related to my financial supplier are off limits to you, including our hosts, our clients, our team members, and our prospects. You cease in all of your activities, desist in all of your plans and ideas against us right now and in to those that are listening. In every way, you stop harassing. You stop harassing our cash flow right now in the name of Jesus. We fight you, Satan, in Jesus' name. The cash that belongs to us and to those listening belongs to us, not to you. And I declare right now that financial provision, I call it forth, financial abundance flow into my life throughout this entire year and throughout all of our careers. Father, I declare right now that you are with me and everybody wants to do business with us. God, please send us the right deals, the right business, the right prospects so that we can continue to honor and serve you and develop your kingdom. We receive financial increase. We receive your increase financially, Lord. We receive better hosts, better parties, better appointments, better shows, better clients, better customers, better ventures, better jobs. We receive increase in our salary, bonuses, and commissions. We receive unexpected money from unexpected sources. We receive money in the mail. We receive money from every direction, the north, the south, the east, the west. Money comes from us because God trusts us. Lord, we thank you for that. And we declare right now we are blessed of God, and we are a blessing to the church and to the poor. We've been blessed so that we can be a blessing. We have plenty and more than enough to give to every good work because we are blessed to be a blessing to this last revival before your coming and before your kingdom, Heavenly Father. We receive abundance and have abundance and provision in every way in the name of Jesus. We unlock the cash flow for our businesses for this year and for our career in Jesus' name. Praise God. We thank you, Father. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope that your day is blessed. I hope you are encouraged. Make sure you go over to the website, BeckySpeeth.com, BeckySpeeth.com. Grab those resources. Speaking Success Scripturally is not free. It is a product that you can just will be sent to you as an MP3 download. It's amazing. Or if you want the CD, that can also be ordered. But then those scriptures, there's a whole page of scriptures that can start renewing your mind, start washing your brain, and start being a huge encouragement to your life and to your business. I apologize. I'm not sure what happened to the server. It looked like it had dropped me. But I pray that that's all been okay and that you have a day that's been blessed abundantly, a week that's awesome. And let me know how else I can love and serve you. I'll be praying for you. If you have additional prayer requests, send them over to the Facebook page of the Christian Direct Seller or private message me. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm so humbled and honored that you took the time to be with us today. God bless you. Bye now.